Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Search and rescue team scouring a popular area of Glacier National Park for a missing hiker from Florida. He hasn't been seen since Sunday night. His car was found at Lake McDonald Lodge. Some of the trails in that area are closed. A popular hiking trail in Yellowstone remains closed after a bear attack left two people injured on Monday. The incident happened Monday afternoon on the Mystic Falls Trail. Park officials say two hikers were attacked by one or more bears. There are still some challenging areas where the warmer and often drier weather of 2025-26 is going to present some issues with runoff and even drought this summer, but it's looking better. Leanne Allegretto, National Weather Service hydrologist in Missoula, says the new May report is showing the second run of wetter weather in recent weeks, along with enough cold to rebuild high country snowpack, is looking much better than it did in late winter. Although she says some of the mid-level elevations are already melted out, especially in northwest Montana.
Any elevation that's basically below 6,500 feet has had very little snow. And we know this. If we look up at our mountains, we can tell right away. And then on the flip side, anything above 6,500 feet, especially in the 7,000, 8,000 range, is where we have really good snowpack, above normal snowpack, and that has yet to start melting. In fact, we've just begun to start melting those elevations out.
Hardin school officials taking action against a substitute teacher at the center of a dispute over class discipline. Tracy Taylor has the story.
A substitute teacher in Hardin is no longer in the classroom after an incident now under review by both the school district and local law enforcement. Hardin Public School District says the substitute teacher used disciplinary practices that did not meet district standards. Students reported the situation to staff and the teacher was immediately removed and told not to return. The district has launched an internal investigation and notified families, while the Hardin Police Department and Bighorn County Sheriff's Office are also reviewing what happened. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.